not your typical bromance. Broadcasting across the world, live from Central Florida, with news stories, current events, social media news, and real life shit. Even Karen rant worthy shit. Bro Rants, with your host, Nick and Reg.
Going. Happy Monday. Happy Labor Day.
Yes, sir. Holiday weekend.
Holiday weekend, man. How was your past week?
Oh, it was good. Busy, man. You know, school started back this week for Volusia County.
Yes, that's right.
Trying to get in that routine of picking the kids up from school and trying to deal with all the crazy parents that don't know what they're doing yet. So,
yeah, I know about the crazy parents. Yeah. That's funny. How the kids adapting?
Good. I think
that's good. They sound kids like they're are, happy.
Yeah. They're ready to go back to school. They're happy to see all their friends. Daughter started high school this year already.
Congratulations on that.
2 days ago, the got a letter or a voice call from the school saying that the boys' football team has already got corona and they're suspending the 2 weeks of practice and.
Oh wow!
Kind of stuff. So,
entire team or a couple? Oh, he says,
"Great job, boys!"
Oh my gosh!
Where have you been putting your mouths?
Was it the entire team or just a couple of people that they just want to?
From what my daughter said, it was the front line.
Oh, the front line.
Yeah, lines.
Ah, damn frontliners, man! They're just spoiling it for the rest of them. Damn frontliners! No, I'm kidding. Well, our youngest had started. Kaylee, she started sophomore year. Mm-hmm. And she's actually having a harder time. She's saying that the teachers actually, we chose for her to do it online virtually, mm-hmm. But to do it during class. So she's not actually having to watch a video or whatnot. She's actually has to be up at the same time as the classmates mm-hmm. that actually going there live.
Sure.
And she's been having issues as far as technical issues, hearing the teacher. And not only that, the teacher has to wear the mask the entire time, which makes it really hard. Mm-hmm. To hear them, and I don't understand why they don't. And she says when she raises her hand virtually, I guess they have a hand emoji, like my hands up, I have a question. It's never looked upon like the teacher. I don't know if they're dealing with technology and they don't know how to do it. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure they're masterful at Facebook and Instagram, though. But I don't know if they know what the technology they're dealing with and how to use it correctly, or they're just ignoring it. Because mm-hmm. she made it seem like they're just more so paying attention to. The kids that are actually there.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know why they don't have an assistant teacher mm-hmm. or two teachers, dual teachers, one working with the ones online, uh-huh. answer a question, the other one actually teaching the lesson. Uh-huh. So anyone has a question, the other teacher can sit there and address it.
Sure.
And then we have Egypt. She started college, which sounds crazy. Yeah, I know. Nice. It sounds crazy. So she started like five classes that she's doing virtually. Uh-huh. And that's been going. I mean, we'll see. She says she's been completing these tasks, man. But fingers crossed.
You checking her homework.
Oh my gosh, fingers crossed. That's the one you gotta watch. Like she's like, oh, I'm all done, and
yeah.
wants to go hang out. We're like, you sure? Yeah. I'm like, Egypt. It's only.
Yeah, we had the same problem with
Monday. How did you finish all your assignments? And it's Monday, and you know she's like,
she's a genius, man.
I guess. And you said. Telling stories. Mm-hmm. other than that, so it's been a good week. It's been an interesting week. Them getting back mm-hmm. into the swing of things.
Yeah.
Somewhat
normal.
Somewhat normal. Yeah. Them going out. You're the one that has to deal with all the lines and whatnot. And you drop the kids out in the morning. How's that been?
Well, Crystal takes them to school in the morning.
Okay,
and then I pick them up.
You pick them up. Okay,
so we sort of share.
So it's the same amount of time waiting in line, or is it?
Yeah, I'd imagine.
You know, okay. So when you pick them
up. I would think that the from times I've taken them to school in the morning, I think it's a little bit quicker because they're, you know, they're get out the car. I got to go to work where seems like, you know, in the evening, I don't know if these are parents that have nothing else to do during the daytime. So they'll get there.
Gotcha.
They get there 2 hours early and they'll sit in the parking lot and the line will be all the way down the street because they have obviously nothing else to do. So, it's back on, you know, starting to somewhat get back to normal again, life, which is a plus.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you should be singing through the high heavens because I know that's what you were shooting for. You're like, oh, they need to get these damn kids back to school. Now, that's not the term you use. You use fuckers. He's like, these fuckers need to go to school. But, you know, I don't want to be teaching them. Or they're going to turn out like,
like me?
Yeah, exactly. That's what you said last time. So I'm like, I know you're ecstatic. You're probably, like I said,
elated
right now.
You know, although I don't know really how much of a better education they would get from me just sitting at home teaching them, but I'm hoping that they've got professionals teaching them.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. Yeah, I'm sure they. I'm sure hoping. They do, and they've got everything handled.
Yeah.
What did we want to start off with? Let me think. I know we had a great which you guys will see on Wednesday. We had a great wacky and weird weird and wacky Wednesday episode, which is pretty lengthy. Mm-hmm. So you guys will enjoy that dealing with superstitions. Yep. So Nick had a bunch of research and we went over them and it's pretty interesting. You guys make sure that you look out for that and listen for that. And as well as we had a great, we had an okay movie review. It was a movie that Nick picked out, which is
throw me under the bus this whole week.
I don't even know if I want to name it. I'll just wait for you guys to find that out on your own. You have to wait to Friday to see that movie review. Mm-hmm. I'm not throwing you under the bus, man. You picked it out. Can I not give you credit when credit's due?
Why couldn't we mutually decide to pick this movie?
No. You picked it out.
It's a hot movie. Top of the view.
Hot. Okay, it is hot climate. The climate wise and geographically, it's where it's set at. It's very hot.
Yeah.
Other than that,
it's the newest release.
It's a release. It's not a hot release. It's a release. And I didn't even know about the release. That's how hot this thing was. Yeah. I didn't know about it. It went underneath my radar.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, The Tenet. I think The Tenet took over that. That's what happened. The Tenet came out the same time, right? So it must have been swept underneath the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure the reviews.
I mean, Tenet made $7.3 million and this one made $26,000 in a week. Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. I can see. We can definitely see. Yeah. The more high quality one than the one you picked. Mm. So,
I went by the cover.
You went by the cover?
Yeah. Cover art.
Cover art. Are you so okay? But
perfect example. You can't always judge a book by its cover because the cover looked good and the content was garbage.
The content. I didn't see it. The cover was misleading. Yeah, it looked pretty cool. Like I thought from the cover, like, oh man, not reading the synopsis, thinking, oh, this is gonna be a movie about some badass, mercenary chick,
girl power.
Yeah, I thought it was gonna be about that. Like, oh, it's gonna be almost like Salt.
Yep.
Like that. Charlene Theron, I was gonna something like that, or the one with Angelina Jolie. Yep, she played. I forgot what the name of that movie was, but I thought it was gonna be something more along the lines. No, this one pushed you guys back.
Another big disappointment of 2020.
Pushed you guys pretty back. Like you guys were, it was all girl power. This was like on Captain Marvel level, so it put you guys back a little bit. That's a little bit.
There you go. Hey, there can't always be winners and losers.
No, there can't always be winners and losers. But anyway, he picked it. You guys will hear about it, and then you guys can definitely tell him and tell me how right I was and how wrong he was. For now, just leave
the movie, bro.
Just,
pick the movie.
You picked it? No, you vouched for it. Like, hey, have you watched this? This dude was texting me. Have you watched it? What are your thoughts? And I'm over here thinking, like, this has got to be some Oscar performance. So I'm like, oh, man, let me check this out. He's like, what are your thoughts? I'm like, nah, man, I haven't gotten to it yet. I'm going to. So I'm like, oh, man, I got to watch this.
Well, because I was, after watching it, I thought maybe we might want to change this for our
movie. Why did you say that, dude? Why didn't you just say that? No, I would have changed it. I was like, maybe it's really good. He's like, I just want to know what your thoughts are. I'm like,
I'm trying to judge because I don't know if my prescription or my perception of movies are bad or if
come
it's.
Come on, man. You should know if it's good or bad. You had a good perception on The Rental. The Rental, you had some really good viewpoints and you even said it was a good plot.
Yeah.
You know, I just had to reel you in because you thought it was bad. See?
Yeah. So, you sold me.
We'll put it this way. See? You beat Tarzan, I beat Jim. No, look. Your movie, bad. My movie, good. Whatever I pick, good. Good.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, since we're going to be doing a competitive movie movie reviews now, I'm going to step up my game. I'm going to pre-watch them and then review or recommend them. So
pre-watch them and then review. Isn't that what we're doing, though? Pre-watch them and then recommend?
Well.
Don't sit there and cheat and look up other critics and find out what the fuck they're saying. I know exactly over pre-watch. You're pre-watch critics you're talking about. I'm like, what are you talking about? We watch these and then we critique them. What are you talking about? Yeah. No, don't do that.
All right.
Don't do that.
I'm a cherry pick.
Speaking of, with the speaking of movies, with the loss of Chadwick Boseman, just finding out what a really amazing person this guy is. Normally, you hear about celebrities, you hear about people we idolize, whether they're in acting, music. On any form of celebrity, and you know they're not
entertainment.
Yeah, they're typically not great people outside of that.
Yeah,
for this guy to be walking around for 4 years, being diagnosed with stage 3 colon cancer, and not uttering a word, and keeping it quiet, and showing up to appearances, completing movies while undergoing chemotherapy surgery, and not squeaking and not complaining. Visiting hospitals with terminal ill children that had cancer. All this while knowing he was suffering. And I mean, you know what I mean? That's like, that's unheard of. That's, man, that's honorable. It really is. It's very powerful. So just amazing because we complain. I mean, our society complains about a lot. I mean, let's put it, we have...
Yeah.
Damn it, there's Karens, and they rant and they complain about, you know, having cold fries or not, you're not parking, you parking in a in a handicapped spot or
even the temperature, complaining about it's too hot and then it cools down and people are bitching that it's too cold.
Exactly, we complain, we're, you know, complaining society, we're all guilty of it, I am, you are, we all are, but it's pretty cool to see that, well, not pretty cool, but it's crazy to see the stories that are coming out because apparently he was getting ready and planning to finish Black Panther 2 because Marvel, no one in Marvel, the executives, no one knew that he was sick. I assumed that they knew and because there were rumors that, oh, he was going to not do Black Panther 2 or not. And apparently he was training for this film. He's going to start training this month to start this film, Black Panther 2, to get ready for it. And they had no clue. They said literally, like, you know, and there was no insurance thing on him, like, as far as to keep up with his health. But the 43-year-old, and it was so crazy because they kept saying 43 and then 42. I looked on, I don't know, because there was so much conspiracy theories saying, you know, him being 42 and the Jackie dying on Jackie Robinson Day. Which is crazy because at first it said 1977. Then you were like 42, and I'm like, isn't that 43? And he's going to be 42 next month, or excuse me, next month of November. And all of a sudden they switched it to 1976. And this is like on IMDb, this is on Wikipedia. All of a sudden they switched it, and I couldn't believe it. And all of a sudden it was like, okay, well, yeah, definitely he's now 43, and then in November he'd be 44. You know, with conspiracy theories, people are like, oh, no, the CIA, they run Google now.
Yeah.
You've heard of that?
Yeah, sure.
So I'm like, did they just, you know, obviously, did they change it to fit the agenda or whatever? But, and then they had, had him with his date of birth and being rounded off to 11 or 9 or something like that. It was just really, really interesting stuff. But out of that, dealing with the actual facts that we have, so... They had no clue, and they thought he was going to do the sequel until they got the email, emergency email, and this was right after he passed, that I'm sure his PR sent that he passed, and they got it at the 11th hour, like, oh, you know, because everyone's acting, what's going to happen to Black Panther 2? Because the movie was written out for him. So now that everyone's thinking, you know, wondering if the sister that's in the movie is going to take over that, because everyone's saying this role should be honored. No one should touch this role because of what he stood for. You know, the way he carried himself and how professionally he carried himself. And then there's another interesting story, too. I mean, dealing with the Black Panther is that they were saying that he fought the studios to make sure that this guy, this character had an African accent. He wanted him to have an African accent. And they were like, no, we think we should, you know, should be British because, and he was like, no, you know, he's like, they were like, they didn't think that the audience is, would understand it through the whole movie. And he fought and fought. He was like, no, I, you know, if I speak British, if I have a British accent, what happens when I go home? What happens when I see my family? And we're doing an all black cast and we have all speaking British. Understand? I mean, yeah, granted, there's a lot of accents on the continent of Africa because this colonization, right?
Yeah.
So obviously there's different accents on there, but he was like, I just want to have, which he went and fought for, was having the South Africa accent that he fought to have on there. And what made sense, we can watch an Irish movie. And they have an Irish accent, and that's a really hard accent to understand. We can watch an Italian movie, we can watch a German movie, and all these accents be displayed, and it's okay. We can watch a movie that's subtitled, and it's a different language. So for him saying that, and them having, oh, well, let's go British. Well, British has an accent as well. It's not American. So the fact that they made a big deal over an African accent. And I think, to me, I think it's a beautiful accent. I don't know what you think, but I think it's beautiful, just like all the other accents that are not American are beautiful because, you know, I think, like in anything, when you're from it, you think it's a, our accents, you know, like,
Yeah.
So I just thought that was pretty cool that he fought for that. And it ended up, you know, it ended up being a success. And I think wholly because the phenomenon that it was had to do with it being sort of true to you know, being true to the audience, being true to the culture.
Well, it makes sense though. Why why I'm just listening and trying to process because this is new knowledge to me, but why is the character British to begin with? I mean, the whole story is based upon he comes from that country.
Wakanda.
So I mean, yeah, I mean, I don't know why the...
well, that's because when it comes to mainstream, they always want to kind of whitewash things and keep everything safe and neutral because at the end of the day, it's political. It's political. It comes down to money. Like, hey, no, let's play it safe. I know what you're saying, but nah, you know, let's just go this. This is a more attractive accent.
Yeah.
And he's basically saying, well, you know, we have to have our own. We have to have everything. If we're going here,
you're authentic. I mean, you're trying to be, I mean, exactly. I mean, I would expect to, you know, hear, if he's representing the country, and I forget the name of the country. Like Wakanda. You said,
yeah. Basically that's a made up country.
Yeah, obviously
next to Nigeria, if they showed on the map, they showed next to Nigeria. So why would they not have an accent closer to that region?
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No. Absolutely.
I mean, so that's cool.
I just thought that just shows the true heroism that he displayed and what he fought for. And like I said, for them taking that gamble, I think all that made it bigger because there was a big explosion as far as people of color in this nation having more pride in displaying, you know, the African culture and having this pride of wearing the dashikis and whatnot that they were doing. What was so amazing, and this is a personal story. What was so amazing, or my personal experience, is Halloween. So going to your house and seeing your son dressed up as Black Panther. What a prideful thing that is for me as a black man in America, because that's what people don't understand. Everyone's like, oh yeah, you know, because everyone's like, rest in peace, King. And people don't understand the tragic loss. Like, for you guys, it's like, oh, man, you know, he's an actor. For us, it's like, no, dude, like, there's only limited for us as far as who will they allow on top? You know, Michael Jackson and you know, these little, well, one person or whatever at a time, mm-hmm. they allow on top. So when they go down, when they're accused of a crime, it's like it's a tarnished image, but the whole community is riding on their back. No mm-hmm. one realizes that the whole community is riding on their back. So it's like you guys have many people that are on top. You know what I mean? No, I'm saying as far as music and everything, you're like a bunch of, you know what yeah. I mean? For us, you know, if it's to me, it's like if it's certain hip hop or whatever, like I like the old school hip hop and everything when it was mm-hmm. fun. It was, you know, early 90s, you know, late 90s, early 90s, mm-hmm. 2000s, early 2000s. I like that type of stuff where it was fun. It was not more so, you know, degrading women and whatnot. So for me, growing up as a black kid mm-hmm. and wanting to be Superman, mm-hmm. wanting to be Spider-Man, wanting to be Batman, and realizing even as an actor, that's impossible. Mm-hmm. So the fact that, oh man, there's this character and your son is like, you know, wearing it, and other white kids and stuff and Spanish kids are and wanting to be us in that sense where we have our own identity. We have a hero. That's why it was so, that's why there's so much magnitude in this that no one realized the phenomenon. Like, we're like, oh man, you know, we could say we have a, you know, Blade. Blade was great, but Blade was he was a vampire as well. You know what I mean? So it was like, he's good, but he's bad. Even though he kills yeah. vampires, he had this hard edge image where you have yeah. this guy that's actually literally a king. Mm. So it's almost like a Disney thing where he's a king in the daytime and he's fighting and protecting his country mm. at night, like Batman, mm. almost like Gotham City, but he's a king. Bruce mm. Willis would be a king, the billionaire in Gotham City, protecting it at night. It's an honorable thing to do. So to see that culture effect, like, oh, people wanting to be Wakanda and speak, you know, be this thing and to have an accent and speak with an accent mm-hmm. and not be British. So I can see where he's going, because I joke around and, hey, the most attractive thing is to have a British accent. You know, I joke around and mess around with an Australian accent and be like, you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. Talk, you know yeah. what I mean? Talk like that.
Yeah.
Because it's what's considered on the mainstream as attractive. Mm-hmm. So to have people, Wakanda forever. That's awesome. You know what yeah. I mean? Of every creed and color. Uh-huh. Beautiful. Uh-huh. And I just wanted to, you know, express that. And I'm glad that you guys let your let your son dress up as a black man.
As long as he doesn't dress a black face, right?
Exactly. As long as no black face, we're all good. Hey, don't tell, if you like, oh, it'd be like Uncle Reggie, yo. Just tell him wear a name tag. Don't paint his face, bruh.
Oh yeah.
So what do you got for me, man? That's all I'm spreading. I just wanted to get that out there. It's pretty cool stories.
Yeah, well, I mean, it sucked to see that last I think it was Saturday morning. Yeah, dude, you Saturday texted when, me before yeah. I even I seen you. You're like, hey, check out this.
Right when you were heading home, dude, and it hit me. Yeah, that's the thing. It hit me so hard because I was like, man, this guy's close to our age. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
yeah, 46.
Holy
yeah.
shit. I was like, I could relate so much. And I, you know, just being an actor and him finally getting, you know, this recognition and the roles that he's had, and for him to just pass away, and you're like, whoa, man, you're at the prime. Uh-huh. And to, you know, just to lose everything. And then, like I said, to find out it was done quietly, I think that's what hurt the most, is like, you're like, oh shit, someone kept all this. And from what I've heard from other actors, when he asked you how you're doing, he really meant how you're doing, and sat there and didn't. And no one knew that he was suffering. No one knew that he showed up to these appearances. And if you really go back and look at pictures now, look at it, and I'm like, yeah, you can tell he's sick. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can tell, you know, he's taking pictures and you can tell he's not really smiling at certain of them because yeah. he's probably in so much pain.
Yeah.
And you know, that's what you can see now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I don't know, man. You know, you think prostate cancer at 42. I mean,
well, yeah, 40, the colon, yeah, the
colon cancer. Yeah, yeah, colon, yeah cancer. Colon cancer.
Yeah, 42 or 43, depending, you know, whichever their, whatever yeah. the real age is.
Cancer sucks, man. It's
cancer
definitely,
definitely sucks. And it shows you that you don't matter what money you have. But me, I would, I mean, not saying that, not judging anything. I don't know what he went. I would have looked for alternatives. Because I know the chemo, man, poisons, yeah. you're putting poison and it's destroying your cells. So yeah. I don't know, man.
Well, I did see that they were, that there were people talking about the, you know, how our system is. That you usually get, what, 50 or so is when you get your colon
yeah.
checked or whatever. And, you know, that's something that we, you know, that men should
avoid.
Be doing.
Or, yeah,
you know,
men avoid.
Not earlier.
So he was on stage 3, right? So he had gotten stage 4, but he was on stage 3 while he did all these other movies. Mm-hmm. And even Spike Lee said he did 5, he did Five Blood or the Five Blood. Did you see that?
Yeah,
on
yeah. I didn't know that was him in it, but yeah, I did watch it. Yeah, I watched it on Netflix. Dude.
Okay,
yeah,
so I remember watching that and getting the eeriest feeling because they said back in April, you know, oh, he's taking a picture. Oh, he looks sickly, and he put this thing for Jackie Robinson something other day that was in April. So it's funny because he did that video and saying, oh, we come a long way, and they were going to donate some. One of his friends are going to donate about, a few million dollars in health care material or equipment to a certain hospital, raising the funds for Jackie Robinson awareness, right? For his day or whatever. And I just remember, so when I saw Five Bloods, I was like, you know, everybody's like, oh, he's fluctuating up and down in weight, you know, getting ready for a character. He's a vegetarian as well, they were saying, his friends. And I just remember when I saw Five Blood, I was like, damn, you know, some things are like foretell because he's a spirit in there. Mm-hmm. You know, basically you're seeing him and you're seeing that you show that, you know, he passes away, whatever. And I'm like, man, it's so eerie that he would play this role. Mm-hmm. And so when I came out, you're like, oh, shit. You know, there's so much foreshadowment that you're like, damn, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Spike Lee was like, we were in the heat. We were working in the heat. He never complained once. He was there with everyone. It was not one single minute. He said, I would never know that he was sick. And he goes, that explains why, because he had an entourage. They kept asking me, oh, you okay? You okay? And but he said, other than that, no one knew. Not Ryan, not the, what's his name, Cogler, the writer and director for Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even know.
No.
They had no clue. No one had clue that this man was sick. Only a handful of people that he told that was non-family, which was his agent I think one of his writer or director friends, and that was it, man. He didn't really tell anyone else that he was suffering. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's good for us men to start getting checked out. I know we think we're tough and whatnot, and we're like, no, man, you know, I don't know. Well, we have this fear of medicine and seeing a doctor. I have no clue, man.
Yeah, well.
I mean, do you go often to the doctor or whatnot? I mean, me, dude, I'm
the
not
worst
gonna lie.
Person to ask for
you,
that.
Me, no. Me too. I'm like, nah, I think they're going to poison me. Let me know the Tuskegee experiments.
Yeah.
I blame it on them, damn it.
You know, I've been fortunate, though. You know, I think in a lot of ways, you know, I can say I've never broke a bone in my body, been sick. I had the pneumonia when I was in Texas. But other than that, bro,
I think
I can
you had
tell
the COVID when you were in Texas. I really do. Because I remember you telling me that. You said you were sick, you couldn't eat, and you sounded like the symptoms of COVID.
Yeah,
you
had a fever too, right? Yeah, I went on for like 2 months or so in Texas before I finally went into the emergency room. But other than that, you know, I've been pretty fortunate, you know, that, you know, pretty healthy, but it, I guess it's like they're always saying when, you know, they come knock on your door and say, hey, your neighbor has been murdering a bunch of people. They're like, I had no idea. You look like such a nice person, you know. Be the same thing if I ever go get blood test or something. But, you know, just, I don't know, man. But so well,
Definitely get checked out, fellas.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely should get checked out.
Definitely. What do you think of, this is something that I know just came out yesterday. I think it was actually, the bill was actually passed on Monday, but the California legislation passes a bill reducing penalties for oral anal sex with willing children. What'd you think about that? That's
sounds suspicious.
Yeah, it's
that's shit. I heard that. I saw that on YouTube, and then you sent me that meme. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what's going on in this upside down world.
Yeah.
This is really scary with the times that we're living in, where things are going. I mean that's the open door for pedophilia, and it's like saying, well, we give lesser time. If it's consent, when does a child have consent? When do we start saying that it's okay for kids to say, you know, touch me there or whatever? When does that become okay?
And it's a 10-year. So yeah,
exactly.
You know, 11-year-old, if you're 21, it's free to go. You know,
if they consented, like again, it's okay. What?
When's 11-year-old decide that they're going to give consent for anal?
Yeah.
A blowjob.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Just I can't even repeat it because it's so despicable and disgusting. You know, like, ugh. Yeah. It's something Like I said, California's leading the way, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we could sit here and talk all day long, but you just have to sit here and pause and just think about the
it's like, what do you say? It's
Yeah.
This is Twilight Zone, literally, because we're sitting here and we're like, what do you say? Yep. Like, what do you say in this world today that... Sure. So if I say something, you say something, who are we offending now? Uh-huh. Like, you know, are we offending people that have different sexual orientation than the LBGQ? Are we doing that? Or is this primarily a sex offender?
Yeah, yeah. And reading the article,
yeah,
which I still didn't understand, but it was like they were... The person that wrote the bill, mm-hmm. Senator Scott Wiener, convenient, okay. Right?
Oh my God.
Said that the current law, which states oral and anal sex between an adult with 10 years of age of a willing minor requires the adult to be registered as a sex offender, discriminates against LGBT individuals. I don't even understand what that even means.
Okay, so what did it... Okay. I think I remember saying something. It was more so it only went after people that were... Okay, was it stated for vaginal entrance before, and now they're including the
I
regional?
Guess.
That way, anyone that's raped, that is with LGBTQ, that it's accepted. Is that what it's saying?
I mean,
it's very so funny how these things are not written in plain layman terms.
Yeah,
it almost sounds like even though you're reading an article, it almost sounds like you're reading a legislative. You know, article, yeah. Code that yeah. You need a lawyer in order to distinguish. So, you know, before we sit here and rant on it, yeah. I want to make sure that, you know, should we be clapping saying, okay, that's good. They're including anyone that's.
Well, it says according to SB 145, the legislation would exempt from mandatory registration as a sex offender, a person convinced of certain offenses involving minors, if the person is not more than than 10 years older than the minor, and if the offense is the only one required the person to register. I mean, it's...
yeah, okay.
It's it's literally in I mean the language is written for an attorney.
Yeah, exactly.
So
that's what I'm saying.
What exactly does that mean? I mean, of course, you know, you can't always trust with the news the headlines because I mean they're baiting a lot of people.
Don't you just wish law and everything was just written in layman English so the average
sure.
Commonwealth person can understand it. Yeah. so we can understand it so we didn't need a lawyer to try to explain to us what they still can't explain to us.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Well, from what I get from the bill and from the responses, basically, as long as you're within that 10-year window, so if you're 24 and a female or a male is 14, yeah. Or say even 15, just to keep it within the 10 years, so you're not, you know, and they consent to the two types of, you know, foreplay or whatever you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that they, that the 24-year-old cannot be charged with, you know, sexual activity with a minor.
Well, is it that or they get 10? You said, so it's a 10-year range. They don't get a
10.
Oh, so they're not getting a 10-year guilty. Oh,
No. As long as they fall within a 10-year age group.
That's pedophilia, man.
Yeah. Well, yeah, 100%.
That's rape.
So, I mean,
that's sodomy. That's sodomized. That's. Yeah, that's what do you call it? The forgot statutory rape. That's statutory rape.
Sure,
even if it's consent, it's statutory rape because if it can happen with a young with a 21-year-old doing that, you know, dating a 16-year-old, mm-hmm. even if the parents are okay with it, it's still in certain states, it's still considered statutory rape.
Sure,
and the law can go after that person. So yeah, the fact that the law is changing this, yeah, really.
Well, and in a lot of ways, there should be, you know, because the article is about how they're trying to, you know, make the law a little bit clearer and stop going after certain individuals. But obviously, this isn't the case. But I know for an example of somebody that I knew, mm-hmm. he was 19, 18, high school sweethearts, 3 years or so they dated, they broke up. You know, I think he cheated on her, whatever, you know. But long story short, the mother pressed charges on him because he was over 18, the daughter, even though he was spending the, you know, the weekends at the mom's house with the daughter,
yeah.
you know, and he got 10 years in prison for it.
Whoa.
You know,
I knew a guy that I worked with, and I just said that he married his high school sweetheart. Well, I don't know if they're high school sweetheart or not, but he was a little bit older than her. Mm. And she, you know, she wasn't of age, and they had gotten married. And I don't know if it was a parent or whatever, whoever did, you know, call them out. Mm. But he ended up having to register as a sex offender yeah. because of that.
Yeah.
Because he was married to her, and yeah. they had kids. Yeah. I mean, after, you know, they had kids and they were married, but the fact that she was a little bit younger. So I mean,
the predatorial laws. I mean, you know, when we're talking about reforms and yeah. all this kind of stuff, I mean, this is example. These are perfect examples of what reform should look like. It shouldn't look like this, where you're legalizing a 10-year age group between a 10-year-old or an 11-year-old or whatever, as long as it's within a 10-year age group. But, you know, I remember years ago, Florida passed that law where if you're the example that they used was you could literally side of the road, take a, you know, you're peeing on the side of the road.
Yeah.
And if you were ticketed for it, you would have to register as a sex offender. That fell under.
Really? Oh, for what? For like indecent exposure?
Yeah. Indecent exposure. Okay. Yeah. They made indecent exposure basically a sex offender register. And it's like, really? I mean, you know, that's going to an extreme unless you're looking at your laws as being predatorial. And that's
yeah.
a lot of what these laws are, you know, these.
Did you see what they're mapping out people now? I mean, the people that call themselves MAP now, the Ackerman, I think it's minor attracted person. So they're attracted to minors.
Yeah.
They're actually like. Hey, yeah. I'm attracted to little boys, yeah. but that's the Ackerman I'm having now.
They're talking about this stuff as being a, you know, that you're discriminating against people because they have an interest in little kids.
And where's the line being drawn? Where's the saying? When do we start looking out for these our kids?
Yeah,
it's when is it not okay? When's enough? You know, like when's it like this is you're insane.
Yeah.
Now it's a mental issue.
Sure.
You know, because you're going after a fucking kid. You're going after a baby. Like,
no. Yeah. Yeah. It's, I guess you could say hats off to California for another great job.
Yeah.
You know, just lead the country.
Lead the way.
Yeah. Lead the way in your craziness. But, anyways, you know, let's move off maybe something that might be a little positive. You know, I don't think it's positive to you or not.
What's
but
that?
Something that I'm super excited for
what?
Is the House is getting ready to set a vote on completely decriminalizing marijuana sometime in this month.
Oh, for Florida?
The whole country.
Oh, the whole country?
The whole country. It's about time, man. You know, I think... you know, we just talked about as far as reform and, stop locking people up that don't deserve it. That's your first step.
If they do that, so I wonder if it opens
it'll be
up
federally regular. So it'll be federally
distributed. What do you mean?
No, not federal. No.
Well, like, hey, you get your 2 ounces a week.
No, there will be no federal law against it. So even though California, you got Colorado, there's a couple other states that are in there. It is legal for recreation.
Okay.
The feds can still go in there and basically shut them down. And yeah,
feds.
Yep. It's crazy. One thing that I found that interesting on there, the reason why it was criminalized in 77,
yeah.
71, I think was when the government stepped in and started regulating marijuana and cocaine. They determined that it was not health related and could be addictive and didn't serve any purpose.
Uh-huh.
And
that was for cocaine, you said, right?
And marijuana.
Oh, marijuana as well.
Yeah. But think about the hypocrisy in that, because at the same time, you know, you had the alcohol prohibition during the 30s, you know, they legalized that, you know, tobacco today. Is there any kind of,
Didn't they ban, they banned alcohol for a little bit, didn't they? Yeah. They were
during
the moonshines and
during the prohibition. Yeah. The 20s and 30s or so. It was illegal. Yeah. And it was, but they, you see that, who controlled the alcohol was the mob.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they empowered the mob, and it's the same thing that's going on right now where you got Mexico as, they've pretty much transitioned out of marijuana. They're more of, the heroin and stuff coming into it. Yeah, the heroin
with the poppy seeds.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, it's the, it's definitely, you got to look at when things are illegal. Obviously, murder obviously should be illegal. But when you take things away from people, you got to look at the reason behind it, and you got the CIA running around with their planes and bringing in narcotics and exchanging them out for weapons. And I mean, that's, my base opinion on, and from doing the research on it is, the reason why they're keeping it illegal is because there's more money in it, keeping it illegal than it is legal.
Yeah. Because you can't tax it or you can't make as much money.
Well, I think, they can tax it. I mean, but, you make more money throwing so people in jail, and you make more money off of selling it when there's, you don't have as much competition when you're the only one.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. If they're the ones controlling it. Yeah, yeah. I mean, as far as that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, so that's, that was some good news to follow up bad news, depending on what side of the, on the aisle you fall on.
So why is it good news anyway? Is that, you said that's good news for you?
No, I don't think it's good news for me. I mean, because I'm with my job, I can't do. I'm federally regulated. Thanks for.
A little bit too happy.
No, I am excited. Well, no, I would be if it passed. If it passed, then I would obviously
just watch out freeway.
Sure. But no, I think in the grand scheme of things, I mean, you've probably familiar with Reefer Madness. The whole reason why marijuana and was illegal was to keep the races going. Unfortunately, you had bad people.
He made it sound like he's talking to a kid, like. We had bad people.
All right, so Reefer Madness, you familiar with Reefer Madness?
I'm not.
So it was a documentary done back in the day to demonize marijuana and cocaine. And these were white developers, obviously, that said, not to take the devil's cabbage, and these are black people and Mexicans that are
Wait, hold up. So are they the bad people?
Who's that?
The white developers, because you started with you
propaganda.
Said bad people. Bro, you said bad people.
Well, they were using it. Okay, I mean,
wait, who
people
are the
know
bad,
who I'm talking about?
No. Who are the bad people in the story? Because you said, oh, there
the
were people bad people.
The people that portrayed black and Mexicans as the Reefer Madness.
You said the white developers.
Well, that was who it was targeting.
Okay.
Was to show, it was, I mean, that's exactly what it was. It was race baiting propaganda that, hey, these are these black people and these Mexicans are smoking this, devil's lettuce or the devil's cabbage or whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
And, it was used to, put them in a different, not a bright light. I mean, just watch the documentary. I think it's on YouTube. It's all black and white. I mean, but it's or do the research on it. I mean, I'm butchering the thing, but if you want to see propaganda at its finest, it would be Reefer Madness.
Oh, okay.
And they've been using that forever.
I'm sure. I'm pretty sure. What was the other thing you were mentioning?
I don't know. I mean, I'm super happy about the whole kids going back to school, and it seems like the corona is
winning.
No, you don't think it's winning? I think it's going down.
Well, you just told me that the
well, yeah,
the football line,
yeah, okay,
the front line.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's but like anything.
Yeah.
But did you read the article about the CDC saying that 94% of all the corona deaths are attributed to prior health conditions.
Well, then they said it before. I mean, that's what we've been saying. I've been telling you, they've been put it classifying anything that's corona. Hey, you've been in a car accident, but you were in the hospital. Corona, you're dead. Uh-huh. Corona. Yeah, yeah. We've said that already.
But they're finally admitting it. And of course, the people on the media,
to admit it, I'm sure.
People on the media and other people are saying, yeah, but you're not. You know, they still died from the corona. Well, yeah, exactly. But what if they would have died of the flu? Same thing.
Yeah.
You know. So that was pretty interesting to finally see that the CDC is admitting that not everybody's dying just from corona. There was underlying conditions, which I think, you know,
well,
we talked about.
Are they going to change the number? Are they going to change the totality?
No.
Are they going to change that? Okay.
No.
Well, then it's just good to know.
They got it.
It's just, okay, it's good to know that they said that. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
But that's not going to stop the hysteria or the people from freaking out if they keep thinking it's all corona that's killing these people.
Well, and I mean, you know, you can this sort of ties right into the next thing that you know, we've talked about it being control based. You know, I think that a lot of this is being used to control you into a certain way. Perfect example, you got Nancy Pelosi. California, mm-hmm. Big thing in the news so far. You know, she is unaware that her whole state is closed down, uh-huh. Can't get her hair cut, but she went to a place that is staying open because they got people they want to employ and the business wants to stay open. And she walks in the place, no mask on, no nothing, gets her hair done. And when the people basically throw her under the bus, because they said, hey, you know, this chick is keeping the whole state closed down, and she's not even wearing a mask herself, doesn't care.
Yeah.
And what did she do? She turns around and says she was set up, and now she's suing the hair salon to shut them down. Wow. You know? And
how do you feel about that?
As far as what?
I mean, I don't know, man. How do you feel about that as far as they took her? She was a Patreon. They took her money. They didn't divulge her business. They didn't turn her away. They took her money, took her business, did her hair, and then divulged her information.
Sure.
How do you feel about that? I mean, I can see them turning away, say, hey, you're not wearing a mask. You need to wear a mask.
Yeah.
And then it getting ugly. But I don't see how it's possible for them to basically... It's kind of like, yeah, just throwing it underneath the bus, but it's kind of like, did they do it for cred, for because it was not like they did it for the right reasons. If you know she's closed down the whole state and you're open up basically as the Lone Ranger and you're being rebellious, then why don't you turn her business away and then say, hey, she came to my business with no mask on and she was trying to get work and we're like, no, we're not going to serve you. We're not going to, because you've got a whole state or whatever closed, shut down, that people can't make money. So to me, I think it was a shitty ass move. Me.
As far as her or the business owner?
Business owners. I think it was a shitty ass move.
I think
it was shitty. They took her money.
Yeah.
And they took her business. So at the end of the day, it was a money thing. And then, all right, let's call her out after. Well, no, you took her as a customer. You shouldn't disclose that. To me, that's, you took the, she paid you for a service. Uh-huh. And she paid you for, you know, it's almost like a HEPA in a sense, you know, like, hey, she didn't have a mask, but we did her hair and everything. Well, you're disclosing her information. That's privacy, I think. That's my opinion. I think it's a shitty move. I understand everything else, but if they would have rejected her business or told her, here, wear a mask, she didn't wear a mask, and say, look, she came in, didn't wear a mask, we told her whatever. No, they took it. They were, to me, I think they were like starstruck. You know what I mean?
Well, she's been there several times. This was her local hairdresser.
Oh. So here's the thing. So she gave him favoritism because they're open for her. Because of her. I'm saying if they're her local here dresser that she goes to all the time, the reason they're open is because of her. Like, obviously, they would be shut down. She's got that power.
No, I don't think that's sad. I think it's, you've got people in California that just don't give a fuck because they've been shut down for 6 months or so. And I think that she was just in California. She wasn't in Washington and needed her hair blown. And she called her local place and they said, yeah, come on down. You know, what? I don't know. I don't know what the whole, you know, I don't know the details behind it. But I do think that it's...
Okay, but if you're telling me... From what you're telling me, how you're describing it to me, I think it's shitty. If it went a different way and there's different details behind it, then okay, I'll think of it differently. But from what you told me and how you described it, I think it's shitty. What do you think? If it went down the way you said it went down?
I mean, you could look at it that way. Like, yeah, they, you know. But I think... you know, you're shutting down an entire state. And then when she was questioned on it, she said, oh, I didn't know that I couldn't get my hair done, you know. And I was set up.
Of course she's going to
say that. I was set up, you know.
She could have been.
But I think the arrogance is what the whole purpose of this whole charade should be, that these people are running around basically acting like do as we say, not as we do.
Absolutely.
You know, you wear a mask, you shut down. We're still going to go to work every day. We're still going to make money. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the hell with you people, you know? And, I mean, every day they're writing up tickets, they're shutting down businesses. I mean, and that's essentially what she's trying to do right now. She's got her lawyers involved in it and they're going to go after her for being open during the pandemic.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
I mean, well,
I mean, I don't see it working out for that because she went and then got her hair done. So,
I mean, she was still open, you know.
Yeah, but so, she went and got her hair done, and she knows better. And
possibly,
and she didn't have a mask on, so I mean, she's got no leg to stand on.
No. I mean, I'll be honest, I'm biased to her too because I'm just tired of seeing her 89-year-old ass up there telling me, you know, she's worth like $230 million and she's you know, the voice of me and my family, you know. It's just these people are out of touch, you know. And it just goes to show, you know, that they I mean, bro, you see my hair, man, I gotta use gel, all right? And I went like 2 months of not having any hair, you know, getting a haircut, and it sucked. You know, I'm thankful, you know, Florida is opening it up. But these people in California, unless they know somebody or got a friend,
they
ain't getting their hair done.
What are your stuff looking like? Like a Q-tip. Like David Hasselhoff? Did you look like Knight Rider?
Yeah, pretty much. But, yeah, you know, I mean, that's, I don't know, man. It's again, California, though. You know, I mean, it's why everybody's leaving, right?
Yeah,
I mean, I you know, I just hope they don't bring their ideas with them to everywhere else.
Florida.
It's a trend. It's a trend that usually escape from places, and then you want to bring those in, you know, those ideologies to the new places that you got, you know, that you're traveling to. So
you remember when I said, oh, you know, it was cool that your son wanted to be Wakanda, wanted to be T'Challa, you know, the king.
Trying to say he wants to be black.
Yeah. Well, not like, you know what I'm saying? Black superhero. Yeah. That is cool in some instances. But when you have, did you hear about Jessica Krug? This is associate professor, right? She's at George Washington University. This is a Jewish woman.
Okay.
Right? And she's a professor. She talks about, you know, she basically teaches about the Black and Latina heritage, and she's claiming it as her own.
Okay.
Basically claiming it as her own.
Uh-huh.
That she was Black and she's a Jewish woman. She's done this for years. Her students are actually shocked. And that's cool and all, but I mean, that's cool and all that I think you like the culture, but we're not talking about a superhero here. We're talking about people that actually, you know, you're appropriating someone's identity. Uh-huh. When you have like your own culture, you know, it reminds me of the other lady.
What is she, white?
She's white. She's a Jewish woman.
Does she look white?
Does she look white? She looks like she can pass. Dude, what about the other one that was it? You remember her a couple years back, the NCAA.
NAACP. Just because she had dreads, didn't mean she.
Yes, dude, she had dreads, and all of a sudden her family was like, no, she's white. She's Rachel Dozell or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean,
What the hell is wrong with people?
Yeah.
I mean, damn. why would you pretend to be? And that's the thing about it. She pretended to be rooted from the Bronx with blackness. And she even said she's from Kansas City and under various assumed identities within the blackness that she had no right to claim, right? That's what she said. She went from North African blackness, wherever that is, mm-hmm. and then to U.S. rooted blackness, then the Caribbean rooted to Bronx blackness. So she basically migrated into different, according to her, blackness. And she even wrote a book. So she's basically getting paid off of this false identity. Listen, hey, nothing wrong with who you are. Uh-huh. Be yourself, because at the end of the day, I may have wanted to be Superman. I may have wanted to be Spider-Man. Mm. I still love my culture, who I am. I didn't want to change who I was. I wanted to be that hero.
Uh-huh.
But come on, lady. Like, damn. Like, anyway, I'm just flabbergasted by, like.
Well, I don't understand why. I mean, it's one thing to be, if you grew up in that neighborhood, you're going to simulate to your surroundings, right?
Kansas but City. Okay.
No, but I'm saying, though.
No, I understand what you're saying. You're going to.
Why would somebody go from being, from one saying that, I grew up in this neighborhood or grew up in this idea, I'm familiar with it from experience,
to
I am now a
this.
Black guy or a black girl, yeah, or, I'm or this. Yeah, you know, I, white. I don't understand why people, it's one thing if you act or dress or talk, but yeah, at the end of the day, it's like they say, with Eminem, I mean, a lot of people, he's trying to be black or whatever. Well, I don't think he's trying to be black. He's a white guy who is living in an area where he was predominantly around black people.
Well, yeah, yeah. So you're a product of your environment.
Yeah, product of your environment.
And if you hang out with, like me, when I was younger, I hung out in Florida. Mm-hmm. I hung out with a lot of Hispanic people. So you pick up accents and the way you speak and whatnot. Just like you hang out with black people that are in the urban area, you'll pick up an accent. You'll pick up some slang. You'll pick up some swag. Uh-huh. but you don't ever change. Everyone still knows who you are.
Yeah.
And it's because you're picking up culture, but you're not picking up identity.
Sure.
So, yeah, Eminem
came. Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, I mean, Eminem came.
He's still a white guy. Exactly. He admits he's a white boy.
Yeah, he never claimed this. He never claimed that. Yeah. And he never. They said that about Eminem because I don't remember. To me, Eminem, what I liked about Eminem is because at the end of the day, Eminem stayed white. Mm-hmm. He didn't, he had a little accent to him, but it was more so this, what he portrayed and stuff when he came out with the real Slim Shady was a nerdy type of white guy. Mm-hmm. Almost like Dickie. You ever seen Dickie? Little Dickie? Mm. Little Dickie. You've never seen Little Dickie? No. Oh, Little Dickie's funny. You got to look at him. He's good. He's a rapper too. Yeah. But he plays, he's Jewish too, and he comes off real nerdy. Mm-hmm. So he owns who he is, but love the culture.
Sure.
Love the black culture.
Yeah.
But he owns who he is. Mm-hmm. So he likes the music, but he still talks and knows who he is. He knows he's white and loves his culture as well. And that's how it should be.
But
when someone portrays to be, a professor, and you don't even know if they're getting stuff because of their color, because who knows if she got the job to teach African and Hispanic diaspora, because of her identity, because of what she looked like. They thought, oh, she can teach it well because, and I've seen her, so she looked like she could be Hispanic black, mm-hmm. almost, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I just had to bring that up. So listen, no Wakanda forever for you, okay? We want you to be you. Be yourself. Love yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Be who you are. I don't know why anybody wants to, especially nowadays. I mean, you get called out pretty quick for. It's pretty easy to find anything, any kind of information on anybody.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah. It's not like the good old days where you can
leave a state, change your identity, and no one can find you for 30 years.
Could you imagine that?
And you live down 2 miles away. You know, you've seen that where the guy has, or the woman had a different identity and a different family, and he lived literally 15 miles away from their house, and the wife had no idea. Yeah. Oh, he would go away for a week here and come back here a week. And I'm like, how the hell? In my mind, I'm thinking, dude, teach me. How the hell did you support two families? But that's some crazy shit that I've seen over the years. That hey, you can change your birth certificate, pick a dead person. Nowadays, man, so much Big Brother, there's no way you can get away with any of that.
No, it's we're definitely the things that you could get away with 20, 30, 40 years ago. I mean, it's crazy. It's a different
it's almost James Bondish, you know, like you're definitely could do some covert shit back then. These days, good luck, man. Your phone's your tracker. Your car's a tracker. Everything's tracking you. Every step you make, every move, the cell tower pinging you here, pinging you there. God forbid.
Yep.
God forbid a killer takes your phone one day because, you know, you'd be screwed because they'll be like, oh, no, you weren't home. I was home. Look, I'm on the camera. No, that's not you. Your cell phone says you're here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
well, that's the funny thing about it when you talk about, you know, the mark of the beast or the, you know, when are the chips going to come in? And it's like,
it has.
You don't need a chip in you. You know, you've got your phone. No, you know, you don't go anywhere without it. It's the first thing you pick up before you even grab your wallet or your purse. You always have your phone.
I heard the funny thing that you mentioned that. I heard that the whole COVID thing, where did I hear that? Some YouTube thing I was watching. I got to come up with a source. I got to get better at the source thing, guys. But it was saying that the COVID, the acronyms were certification of verification. Certificate of verification, COV, ID. So in for the chip. So that's why they call it COVID. Well, I don't know why. What else reason they call it COVID? Coronavirus ID? I don't know. But that's what they were saying. I don't know. This same with another doctor was a doctor in rants, and he was like, don't do whatever they tell you, it's BS, da 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 da. And he went on this rant. I'll find the source, guys, but that just came up. I wasn't planning on talking about this anyway, it just came up.
Yeah.
So I'll definitely have to look for that. Next show.
All right, sounds good. Something that we were going to talk about last week, but we never got to, that was breaking news last week, which they've been, I've been seeing this for the last decade or so of these genetically engineered mosquitoes that they're going to release in Florida, 750 million of them in the Florida Keys.
For what? Why? Why do we need more mosquitoes?
So there's been different patents.
I had bats. I had my bat take care of my mosquitoes. They regulated Port Orange.
So the, you know, as I dug deeper into the article, it went back to several different patents where they're they originally started off where the females couldn't lay eggs. Then the males were producing like dead, you know, they were fertilizing dead eggs or so nothing produced or whatever.
So but, the males were doing it. The males were shooting plants
because the males. Males don't bite. It's the females. So go figure, right? It's the females that draw blood for mosquito.
Okay.
And, the patent, there's several patents. It's a company out of England. It's an American based company that is stationed in London. And, they developed this program to, you know, it sounds good, you know, right? I mean, we want to get rid of malaria. We want to get rid of, any kind of other, diseases that are passed upon through mosquitoes.
Yeah.
So they've tweaked, you know, they're genetically modifying them to, like I said, the male will impregnate basically, but they're not really impregnating. They're not fertilizing the seed. The other one is there's several different patents that they're using. The females produce nothing but male offspring, babies or whatever, and then the other ones are the that they produce nothing but male offspring. Okay. So they're trying to get rid of the ones that bite, obviously, the females. But there's been a lot of backlash on, you know, playing God, basically, manipulating the animals. Yeah. And, you know, it was something we talked about before because, us in Florida, we've got these love bugs, right?
Yeah.
And I remember for years they were talking about so these love bugs are these two little weird bugs that fly around. They cause havoc on your car when you're when you hit them in your car.
Eat
the paint up, and they're, you know, but they're really not that bad. They're, you know, they're just little flying bugs that are just basically mating the whole time, and
they're hippies
originally. And it's funny you say that about the, you know, the information, if they're skewing information.
They have to, man. This is, has to be. Go ahead. This has to be the Mandela effect.
100%. Because I had, shortly after reading this article, somebody made a comment about, well, it was sort of like the love bugs in Florida. And somebody's like, oh, that's not true. And, you know, I wanted to get the article and basically prove the people wrong. And for some reason, when you go on Google search now, the love bug that that I had researched on and was pretty well known in Florida, that the University of Florida had developed these, they had created them to kill mosquitoes in the orange fields. And when you do the research on it now, there's no word of any kind of Florida, University of Florida experiments, no nothing. These are naturally animals that have migrated from South America.
Yeah, and from what I'm saying, they're showing back from Louisiana from the 1920s.
Yeah.
They've been around, which, like I said, I've never heard of them till I got to Florida, and then I've heard the whole, you said University of Central Florida, UF.
Florida, I think it was UF. Florida, University
so
of Florida.
So, yeah, UF is what I was told created these bugs, and it was to get at the insects, right? Yeah. It was to drop that population.
Something to do with the orange fields or so.
Well, I've heard it, you know, it was coming from out to air, basically. Mm-hmm. What I heard was insects, to help kill the insects.
Yeah.
Well, I don't ever see them eat insects.
No, they don't do nothing other than swarm and fuck off.
They're just stuck to each other, man. Like, yo, one's flying left, one's flying right. They're going in completely opposite direction, guys. Yep. If you're not from Florida, that's what they look like. They look like, two bugs, red eyes, they're black, and they're going one left, one right, and they're attached. So it's like a tug of war. Who wins? And they're attracted. It's so weird because they'll come swarm you. It's like they can smell your blood, and they'll swarm the hell out of you. Mm-hmm. So you know.
Yeah. Well, and you know, they're talking about you know, the people that are protesting these bugs are saying that the that they're using tax dollars and government resources for a Jurassic Park experiment. And
Jurassic Park?
Yeah. Well, because you're genetically making or you're genetically modifying bugs, and you don't know really what. We don't know. We're not doing testing, really. I mean, they said that they've done testing, but they've changed. Like I said, over the last 10 years, the manufacturer or the company has changed the patent. So there's been really no, I guess, you know, too much time to really see what the effects are. I mean, I don't know. What happens if these things turn around and, you know, next thing you know, they're mating with your dog or something?
You're pregnant
your dog, and next thing you know, you got some kind of weird fucking...
That would be... Yo, all I know, it'd be the shittiest superpower ever. I met, you know, you want to be Spider-Man and shouldn't get bitten by a radioactive spider. Imagine getting bitten by a radioactive love fucking bug, and all of a sudden you turn into this fucking flying bug, like a fucking bug machine.
Yeah.
That would suck.
Yeah. Yeah. The Fly. Remember The Fly?
Oh, yeah. That was an awesome movie.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I love The Fly.
Yeah.
That was a good movie. I mean, it got gross. I was like, gosh, damn. Like, I was like, yo, she's banging this dude that's got, like, I was like, at some point, I was like, you've got to, if you're touching this dude's back, you're not feeling those whiskers pointing out of his back right now. You're touching him. Ugh.
Yep.
And she wanted to save, I don't even know how I got on this, but she wanted to save when that dude's tooth came out, his jaw came off. She was like, I'm here to save you. And his jaw fell off after his ear came. I was like, gosh, girl, run. Run. Yeah. Yep. I just goes to show you, love conquers all.
So what else you got going on?
Not much, man. I was, we just had a really good talk, guys, off the topic. off the record, we had a great talk. Just trying to understand each other's point of view. And that's the thing. I know you guys think, well, we're not talking about certain things that are happening in society. That's because everyone else is talking about it. And at the end of the day, we just want to touch on things that are not being talked about. And we try to stay clear of certain things that, certain issues that the world's already got pretty much a good hold of. Because there's so many perspectives we can talk about when it comes to race, when it comes to gender, when it comes to, you know, inclusion. That we just, we you know, we decided to make this, this platform a safe platform in a sense. Like I said, because there's plenty of places that you can talk, you can listen to about that. That's why we don't mention it. It's not like we're naive and we're going to mention it one day. Maybe it may be the case. That might be the case one day. But right now, it's the climate of America and everything. It's like, this just, we try to keep everything light here. And the topics that we do bring up, we just, you know, they have a little light spin to it. Like, well, except for that pedophilia thing that you just mentioned a moment ago. Other than that, you know, our topics are pretty light in a sense. We do touch on some harsh things, little harsh things, you know, a little scratch at the surface, a little Band-Aid. cuts, Band-Aid worthy conversations. But that's what we do here, guys. So I know a lot of people are thinking, oh, when are you going to touch on this? We're going to talk. Never. Not anytime soon. You got a lot more shit going on right now. And that's about it. That's about it. What do you have to say about that, Nick?
No, I agree. I mean, you know, again, you know, it's all about perspectives. I mean, at the end of the day, even though my perspective or understanding, you know, like you just said we talked about things and, you know, we have a difference in of opinion, but at the end of the day we don't know who's right or wrong, or it's a case by case situation. So I know some people like, oh, when are you going to talk about this or talk about that? You know, it's one of those things where, you know, it's you don't want to hurt any or be offended.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to offend anybody. You want to hurt anyone. It's all about different perspectives. Yeah. So,
I mean, obviously, we're aware of what's going on. You know, there's some good things, bad things going on. There's, you know, I mean, like we've talked about, you know, we were talking about reform and stuff like that. I mean, we're going to hit on instead of just, you know, maybe calling it out, you know, as far as whatever, but.
Just hit on things that are there, but not are
specific to the reason.
Yeah, exactly. We're not going to touch on the big topic that, like I said, is the elephant in the room. There's an elephant in a room, but here's the thing: not in this room. You know what I mean? We stay out of that kitchen. That's the shit we don't want to get into.
Yeah.
To do what? I mean, like, for what? What purpose is it?
The problem is it's either your side or your side, and that's, you know, when we were talking about this off air
2 hours we talked about it. That's how we delved into it. I mean, you know what I mean? Like 2 hours we just talked about this. Yeah.
And that's probably why I'm a little bland tonight and not really.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
We just, because we've been catching up on perspectives, and you know, we're not blind to having discussion on as far as what's going on. You know, and of course, you know, we see things a little differently. And and that's okay, because I mean that's the thing of the way their society is that me and Reg or anybody, you know, we can still be friends. I mean, we can still all have the same. We both have the same goal at the end of the day. You know, we both go to work every day. We both put our pants on the same way. You know,
left foot or right foot. It all depends, right, Dave?
But you know, and it's a disaster right now.
It can be exhausting. You know, yeah. All this stuff can be exhausting. Yeah. Think about, you know, from my perspective, so I think you hear about it all day long.
Yeah.
You drive, you hear it on the radio, you turn on anything, you hear it. You put on YouTube, you hear it. There's no escapism from any of this. So to me, is we want to have something that's sort of uplifting, that has a funny tone to it, that has some truth, that has truth in there, but it also has a funny perspective and a tone to it, and that's why we do the things we do. That's why we have the weird, wacky Wednesdays, and we have the movie review because there's just things we want to hear, because that's something that maybe is not out there on one platform that we want to hear it when it comes to a podcast,
yep,
or a radio station. Me, I love looking up certain things that have conspiracy stories and whatnot. And but I've never seen, or movie reviews, but I don't ever see any of that. And also that just hearing guys' perspective on, yep, on information on current events and whatnot. But you don't ever see any of that on one platform. You see it on multiple. I have to go here to go find and go here to a different person, to that person, to different sources in order to get something that I like, because I'm very diverse. Yeah. So are you.
Yeah.
So like I said, that's why we have this platform. We created something we wanted to hear, and hopefully you guys dig it and like it. If not, fuck off.
Well, not so much that too, but I mean, you know, at the end of the day, as far as, you know, we're referencing what's going on, we still don't know yet. We still don't know the whole story. So, you know, until things are, you know, through the courts and through the system and everything is, there's sides of everything. I mean, there's really, we shouldn't speculate on anything that we don't know the 100% facts upon. So
yeah, pretty much,
you know,
pretty much. Cause everything will be based on emotion.
Yeah.
And you can't, run a country, you can't run a household, you can't run a business on emotion.
Sure.
Because that is making irrational decisions and having irrational statements and point of views and opinions, because you're going off a place of emotion that basically trumps any logical sense, any reasonable sense, and you're not being open-minded because you've blocked off all sense of reasoning and being open-minded when you act up from a place of pure emotion. Mm-hmm. So yep, that's why.
And on that note, you want to go ahead and play the clip?
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
Y'all will not believe what I just saw. It's unfathomable. 12 cars in front of me at a stoplight. What do I see? I see a car break down. Everybody stops what they're doing, gets out, pushes the car over the side. And you know what? It's black family. And it was all white, black folk helping each other, which just don't make no damn sense, because the news done told me that white folk hate black folk and black folk hate white folk. But you know what I fucking saw? I saw people helping people. Didn't matter race, creed, political views, religion, didn't fucking matter. What mattered was somebody was in need and 15 people got out in the middle of fucking traffic in rush hour to help. Y'all need to remember that shit. That's all I got. Welcome to the TED Talk. Scroll on. Next video. I tell you.
I think that's it, right? I mean, you know, that was a little TikTok clip from Do Your Ventico.
I think you said TED Talk. I don't know, man.
Well, no, that was a TED Talk message.
Yeah,
TED Talk. Yeah, gotcha. That was,
I was like, okay, he's TED Talk. Okay. I don't know if you took that handle.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not always the way it looks that the media portrays. You know, I mean, we can all, in most cases, get along, and you know, some people are going to have some fights and problems, and you know, bring up issues. And I think at the end of the day, though, communicating is the best way of doing it. You know, I mean, but
communicating, and hey, the golden rule: treat someone like you'd like to be treated.
Sure,
we all remember that from like first grade, kindergarten. That's the first thing they teach you.
Yeah.
On that note, you guys have an awesome week, an awesome Labor Day weekend. Well, I hope you had an awesome Labor Day weekend. Have an awesome Labor Day.
You too, buddy.
And this is Reg.
Nick.
And we're bromance, man. Bro rants. Did I say bromance?
Bromance.
Fuck.
It's been a long night.
I know, man. It's like midnight, dude. This is Sunday. I mean, it's Saturday now. Jeez. Aye, aye, aye. Okay, let me take two.
Peace.
All right, guys, this is Reg.
This is Nick.
And this is Bro Rants. You guys have a wonderful week. See you guys Wednesday.
Peace.